Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I'm going to throat punch Mahigian.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Getting closer to Sunday.
Yes, sir.
1:30. Eagles at home versus the Niners.
And the dessert, nobody wants to hear this, but we are the flagship, is Hawks here in the Bay at 5:30.
Yeah.
That'll be dessert.
No Trae Young.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, by the way.
That helps them.
Ja Morant. You want Ja?
Sure. Why not? Was there one thing I was going to say? Oh. So, I don't know if this says anything about Trae Young's value or whether it says something about maybe things have changed, but the Washington Wizards acquired Trae Young and didn't have to give up any draft picks. I would have thought he was at least good enough. Yeah, they get a pick. You know what I mean?
Now, do you think he's longed for Washington, or could they get frisky and do something and send him somewhere else?
I think he's there to stay. Right. I mean, he's there for the long haul.
Like, right.
He's there, and they're clearly would give him another contract
him,
if he's good.
Yeah.
So, so the Wizards get Trae Young and don't have to give up any picks to get him. And just for the sake of comparison, I saw a trade proposal on ESPN that had Kuminga and Moody being traded for Trey Murphy and Jordan Hawkins. But in that trade, the Warriors would have to give up an unprotected first in 26 and two protected picks further down the road. And I was like, oh, man.
But for the immediate, I'd take that all day.
But Murphy? How can you get Trae Young and not have to give up any picks?
Right,
and then Trey Murphy, you got to give up three, even though some are protected. But that's for another
day. They're missing a player like Trey Murphy. That's all I'll say. Just body type everything.
Yeah. I think they might be like the Niners. They're missing a little more than just one thing.
You know what's concerning me about this game besides the defense? Mm. If I ask you to give me a defensive player that's got a show, Stoney, I'm drawing blanks.
Lenore.
That's depending on if they get home, because if they don't get home, you're asking somebody to guard a guy for 3 seconds, Stoney, that it don't work out well most of the time, you know?
Of course. But that's why
I'm not being negative. Like, give me a name.
Lenore!
All right.
It's the only guy anybody's heard of right now on the defense.
I got you. Green and all them, they've been,
Mustafa? No. Force a fumble with a big hit? He can do that.
Anybody.
Mustafa could force a fumble.
Hendricks? Somebody. A play!
This is kind of what I mean. You don't play crazy, but to me, this would be a game that if you feel like you got a good calculated risk, go do it. Go, err on the side of aggression or taking a chance as opposed to playing conservative. Because I think if it's just a regular old game, the 49ers are going to be in trouble. They need to switch some dynamic at some point in the game. And ideally it'd be, in the first quarter where something happens and they set a tone where, Philly's going to play from behind today.
Okay. All right. Now listen, this is where I hear you. This is what we do know, and I'm going back to my Madden days, the video game, when I was a coordinator, Stoney. Now, you come into this game, if you're the Niners, knowing we can keep up and match Philly's offense that hasn't been nothing to write home about, but they got the name power. So if the Niners are on a good day, this is the offense we see and they can score, I'm going to dial up pressure. I think Jalen Hurts, I think something's up. But if you let him get comfortable, and I know it's football 101, come out to the passer. Steiny, you gotta manipulate, manufacture pressure, man, and I'm blitzing my ass off. And you're going to say, well, Guru, then you got your stuff hanging in the street because you don't know on the back end what's going on. But I want to force Jalen Hurts to make quick decisions because I don't think he's that good at it. I think he's that strong, but something's going on. Make him think. Don't let him get comfortable, Steiny. And if you get hit or they go up top one time, then maybe you dial it back. But throw the kitchen sink at Jalen Hurts, man.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. So apparently the Eagles averaged about 22 a game this year. 22 points.
I didn't
points.
Know that. Yeah.
I mean, can we use that as the you know, middle point? If the 49ers give up 22 points,
can they? Wow.
They have to take that.
Right?
If I said to Robert Saleh, there, you tell me if you would accept this or not. Philly's going to score their average, 22 points. I think, yeah, I take it.
I'm with you.
I take it.
Evan, would you take it?
And it's also the kind of thing
22.
Where if they get, but you're going to have to prepare to beat them with them because of your defense, they might score 24 or 28.
Now, what if 10 of that 22's in the first half and we talked about it being close? So 10 to whatever, 10-7, 10-10. Man, you'll take that if you're the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're not. They didn't run away from you. Unless you don't.
Why can't the Niners score 22 points against the Eagles defense?
Had I not saw the Seattle game, I would say hell yes. Well, Donnie, why am I concerned about it now?
Because they got gobbled up last week.
And we don't know if I know Trent's playing.
Frank in Atlanta. Oh, man. Frank's been waiting a while, but we always get to Frank. Hey, Frank, what's going on, man? Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I hope everything's going okay.
Yeah.
Okay, two things I want to say. First of all, if Trent plays, I think we have a little bit of a chance, barely any chance. Trent don't play, we don't have a chance because we're bringing a knife to a gunfight, and everybody knows that. But because we don't throw the ball wide and we don't throw the ball deep, we don't have what it takes to beat Philly's defense structurally. I don't think we can get to those 22 points that it's going to take to beat Philly. I just don't think we're built for that, especially without any receivers, because Pearsall's the same Pearsall he's been. He's like my cousins Pookie and Ray Ray. He stay broke. So that it is what
that's
it
a
is.
Four.
So I'll just say that. So I don't give us much of a chance.
All right.
Second thing I want to say, the second thing I was wanting to say, well, no, I'll say that for another day.
Oh.
I don't think that we have a good chance.
What?
Oh, about Robert Saleh.
Saleh, okay.
I don't think we can keep Robert Saleh.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say my thing for Robert Saleh is I hope he goes into this next chapter and remember that he is interviewing other teams. They aren't interviewing him. He is a proven commodity in this league with the job that he does this year. He set himself up for failure when he went to a team that didn't have a front office and didn't already have a quarterback. And I hope he makes the distinction in this interview process that he's doing the interviewing and he picks a team that A, has a quarterback, and B, has a front office that's put together and built for sustainable success.
Frank, good stuff, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Steiny and Goo, I'd like to talk about Robert Saleh. That's why Frank is the man.
Well, Frank made it seem like he thinks Saleh might be, like, of all the available coaches, and I don't have a list in front of me,
ahead.
Like, where does Saleh rank?
Up into the Seattle? No. I think Seattle's a win for him. Steiny, I got to think he said, now what do you want? You know what I mean? What do you want? If you want a guy with the specialty of offense like a Kyle Shanahan or a McVay, Robert Saleh's not your guy. He could go probably find the guy. My point is, he's a defensive coach. So I guess if you're looking for that, that's where you go. But I don't want to speak for you and Evan, but it sounds like you guys and even the boss and Frank, you got to be careful about, I don't want to go there, but my end goal is to be a coach. Things change quick and fast. And, you know, Stoney, I've taken jobs in my life because I needed to pay the bills, but not predicated on am I going to retire here? You know what I mean? I had the meantime. So Robert Saleh, regardless of what we say, can we be honest, Stoney, and look each other in the face real quick and say the Jets wasn't actually the – it didn't end well? Or are we going to say that was just the Jets, it don't count?
Well, we'll probably find out next job he gets.
He's probably at least third, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Stefanski and Harbaugh.
Because he specializes in something. Sirianni's just a coach. He ain't offense or defense, and I'm just saying that's not bad. But when you specialize in something, I think that's who I'd want. What are you bringing to the table, Stoney?
He's bringing obviously a defensive mindset.
Rather have him or McDaniel?
McDaniel specializes in offense.
I want to have McDaniel next year as the 49ers OC.
But he wouldn't call the plays, though, because Kyle does that.
I want him to do whatever he did that year, last year he was here. I know he was called the OC. I don't know what he did. But
he told Kyle to put Debo at running back.
Right. So you don't hold McDaniel accountable for anything that went bad or didn't manifest in Miami?
Did I say that?
No, I'm at, because it sounds like you're open to having
him and Saleh are the same. They both went places and both failed.
But I think McDaniel had more support from ownership than
okay,
Saleh had.
Failed less. Okay. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they bring back Mike McDaniel? They brought back Saleh.
And who knows? He may be getting another job.
I mean, I hate to say it. The thing I'm skeptical about until I see something happen is, you know, with the Rooney rule, they've got to interview a minority candidate, which Saleh is.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping it's not so cynical that.
Well, McDaniel's
you're bringing
mixed.
Him in. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I forgot. My note. Evan, you're laughing. That's why I got curls.
Yeah, multiracial Mike.
Yeah. Why is you laughing? I forgot Mike is. I got some brother in him.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
All right. And Evan and Lowe get us started on this day, Sunday. What time you start, E?
10 a.m.
That's a long one.
Evan's got a big weekend coming up.
Well, 3.5-hour show. On Sunday.
Yeah.
10 to 1:30.
But let me take you through Evan's weekend.
Because you're already, I feel like, going to mess it up, and he told you what he was doing, but you go ahead.
No. Tomorrow, Evan finally gets a Saturday off.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's going to go golfing. Evan's going to go golfing, so he's got a great Saturday.
Golf tournament. Yeah.
Then Sunday, he'll get up and do the pregame show with Lorenzo Neal.
Yeah.
Then he'll watch the game, the 49ers game.
Yeah.
Give me that. Then.
Oh, double duty?
Then he's got the big game.
You're doing both?
No. You know what game's
Oh, yeah.
The Chargers. Chargers.
Can I take you back?
Patriots.
What was it, 4 or 5 years ago when they were up 27-3 on Jacksonville? Yeah. We were on the vine together, Stoney. And they squandered that, Evan. Let's hope it's better. I'm rooting for you.
The only thing I remember about that game is about 3.5 minutes left. Chargers were leading at the time.
Oh.
I was watching the game with my mother, and she got up, went to the kitchen, and said, I've seen this bleep too many times.
That, man. Spadoni and I were on the vine like this didn't just happen.
I mean, that's a game where I have... I would like to see the Chargers win the game.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah. It ain't going to be easy, partner.
Let's go. By the way, we can do that coming up. Raymond in San Jose. What's going on, Raymond? How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How about yourself?
Hey.
Doing well.
Good. Hey, this is my first time calling you guys. So I'm very happy to talk to you, Stoney, and you, Sugu.
Right on.
Thank you.
But at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, we're right there, guys. We are right there. I know we get all these little speculations of, you know, are we going to make it there? Or, you know, what do we got to do to get there? But guys, we're a couple players away, man. If all fails this weekend, right, it fails. But at the end of the day, it's not a fail for the season. I don't believe, at least, anyways.
Hey,
we're right there, guys. We'll be there.
I like your style, and a lot of people have been lobbying for me to give a speech, but with the state of my voice, I can't. I like how you approach this call. Could you give the Niners a speech right now? If I'm putting you on the spot,
oh,
that's
man.
Okay.
It's his first time ever.
Oh, I like
that. No, you guys are good, man. You guys are good. I listen to you guys all the time. I don't know where all that came from right now, to be honest with you. But I'm a Niners fan through and throughout, man. Always been.
There you go.
All right, man.
Go get him, Jim.
Thanks, Raymond. Appreciate the call.
What would your speech be to him?
You know what my speech would be to him. All right. I'm making my list here. The Patriots is Drake May.
What you do?
Okay. Oh, mine?
You got it in you. The way you talk to me weekly, if you tapped into that, Steiny, you'd probably be going around the nation giving speeches.
All right, guys. I don't have to tell you how important this game is.
I like it already.
It beat us here 2-3 years ago. We didn't like that. By the way, nobody's really giving you a chance. And they're laughing at the defense. And they're wondering about the offense. But I'll let you guys take that in. I feel like we have the tools here. I think we have the game plan. I think we've got the scheme. Listen, you guys have been in this spot before, a lot of you. There's no rah-rah now. Let's just go out, win this game, play our best.
Kick your ass! Hey, Lenore, I was going to do the snoring sound, but there are some coaches like that, Steiny.
I'm ready to run through a wall, Steiny.
I think more coaches, laughing like,
I think more coaches are like that in the NFL than like rah-rah.
Preceding a 38-0 loss.
Dude, no doubt. Like, man. We are who we are in this world, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I actually put myself in that position, and I'm thinking, okay, who am I looking at? I'm looking at Brock Purdy. Mm. I'm looking at George Kittle.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, Juwan Jennings, Trent Williams. Warner's in the locker room probably somewhere. Lenore's been around. I'm not getting up there and yelling and screaming when I know darn well that those guys know the stakes of the game.
Oh, right, right.
And it's up, and those are my guys, and those guys are the ones that have to get right. The younger guys
oh,
ready.
I got you, it's, man.
That's the way I would approach
right.
it.
If
I were Shanahan.
About your speech. Did Steiny turn 75?
No, but seriously, can you imagine Kyle Shanahan yelling and hey, we got it's like you're talking to George Kittle.
I got you.
You're talking to Trent Williams.
Now what about
Trent
what
Williams
we see
has been in the league
Ben
more
Johnson
than
and
Shanahan.
This new thing, Brian Schottenheimer, and they're taking their clothes off in the post game. Is that different, Steiny? When they're like, bring
oh, that's
it in.
Definitely
man.
Different.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right.
That's definitely different. No doubt about it.
I ain't mad at you, Tupac. No, that was like, I'm listening, I heard you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on. It's
they're not losing 55-13.
I mean, we all know it. I would say, you know, we all know what you guys are capable
right.
of. Let's show everybody what we're capable of today. Let's put a game together.
And words don't really matter. You got to go out
Thank
there and
you.
Block, right, and tackle.
Thank you.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Do you really believe they missed 18 tackles Saturday night? I watched the game again. It didn't look like they missed 18 tackles.
Well, did they miss 18 tackles because they're not as talented? Did they miss 18 tackles because they got guys playing and they were tired?
Well,
did they miss 18 tackles? You know, they might have missed 18 tackles because, you know, four guys who shouldn't be playing missed tackles.
Well,
hey, how come? Because you shouldn't be playing. Well, oh, wow, that's why, man, you miss tackles. You're not.
Chicago Jackson saying they missed 17 on the third and 17. Right? So maybe.
Wait
that,
a minute.
How did that happen?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I didn't even. I don't know why it didn't register. You can clearly get more than one missed tackle in a run.
Right. Oh, yeah. I feel like the first half, we missed all the missed tackles because you're just saying, wow, Kenneth Walker's really good.
Dude, that was bad.
They missed 17.
I bet you
they missed about three. Well, I don't know if they're going to be called missed tackles, but I felt like three times during that run they had a chance to stop him short.
Man.
Even at the very end, if they could have just stopped his stopped his momentum. But anyway, let's go out to Jack in San Leandro. What's up, Jack? How you doing?
How you guys doing? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling in regards to the Niners, and I think everybody's like overthinking it. I think the way that they could win is simple. They're going to Philadelphia. It's probably going to be cold. Okay.
Got
to win the trenches. You got to win in the trenches. Then that'll help out McCaffrey and whoever other running backs, and then that might even help out Shanahan, because if you win it in the trenches and you're getting blocked, and then you can open it up for screens or draw plays and things of that nature, not necessarily going down the field. And also, I know y'all mentioned with trying to possession, because that was an issue last game. So I think if they put that together, then they should be fine. I don't understand why people are panicking.
Well, it's and probably, Jack, and if you want to stick around, try to give me a rebuttal, it's probably because, you know, the Niners haven't run the ball well all year, pretty much. So why would they do it Sunday? But I mean, if they can, like, Philly's defensive line is much better than the 49ers offensive line, but that doesn't mean on Sunday the 49ers offensive line might not be able to outplay them or play well enough to open up more holes.
Yeah, it's big boy time now.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jack. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jack.
Real quick, do you feel like people are panicking, Niner fans?
Panicking.
Or giving them no chance? I mean, the Niners are the sixth seed. Philly's the defending champs. I don't like the state of the Niners' defense. So going into this game, I'm going to be real, and I've told you guys, I would be surprised if the Niners won this ball game.
You know, sometimes I do try to remember back to when I did love teams, and I can do it. And so I just know the way I used to talk about sports when I was. And so if I were a 49er fan, and
Joe Shasky,
I'm 20 years old or whatever, 25, but younger. I have a little sense of history. Yeah. I would say this is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game.
It's up to 5.5 now if you're into that.
Yeah.
It started at 3, 2.5.
I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I don't think I would be saying we have no chance, but I also think it's one of those games that if it goes like last week, I'm the kind of fan that would be like, well, no kidding.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Which team was the last team you loved?
Loved?
Yeah.
You said
like your team.
Celtics, mid-80s. I mean.
And when did it stop?
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to change that.
Uh-oh.
I will change that. The We Believe Warriors. They were the last
that
team
was
I
it?
Loved. Yeah. That team was.
And how did it happen? Did you know, like, okay, it's over. I'm gone to my allegiance or.
No, it was just like, that's the last time that's the only time pretty much I ever watched the Warriors and was like, I want them to win. I want them to win.
I'm being
so
real.
Bad.
We're going to get back to the Niners because I love you. No, seriously, I do. We always talk about your book and Matt Barnes and them just botching the documentary. Why don't you write or do something, a pod, on that whole We Believe? You were right there. And for you to say they had you loving them, I would love to read or hear your heart. Evan, too. Carter, too. Like, you're laughing. I'm serious.
I don't think there's a lot of interest in that. That's all.
How could it be here?
Yeah, I want to know more about the birthday card.
Man. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's a great point.
See, that's the thing. And that's the kind of thing that is why I will never do that. Is because here's the thing. It's like you start doing that, and then One little thing changes, and like nobody cares about what we believe. It was 20 years ago. This guy's a high school Harry. This guy's a has been.
Baron Davis, those guys would come out the woodwork to be on the show and honored that somebody would take initiative to do that. I'm being real.
I don't know. All right. 888-957, back to the Niners. Yeah. 888 Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker, 1 o'clock, that's in 50 minutes, Odyssey NFL Insider. I'm going to say it. I'm not sure there's anybody in the country.
Uh-oh, be careful.
That knows more about both teams all the knowledge.
I got you.
Than Ross Tucker. We'll talk now. Back to the Niners on 95.7, The Game. Hey, you guys know I've been around for a long time, and I've seen the highs and lows of a lot of athletes in the Bay Area. We're just talking about We Believe. That's a high. But there's things more important than sports. And it's the pain that comes with getting knocked down in something more serious called life. When it's not a game and when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win. Millions have been recovered for clients across the region, and SF Weekly has voted them best of the Bay 4 times. So if you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. 415-523-5555 or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. I don't have to tell you how important this game is.
I like it already.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey Insider. Really looking forward to his perspective. He knows both these teams pretty well.
He's the man.
No doubt about
Film
it.
Film on Mike, another personal text, said he loved your speech.
Oh.
Maybe that resonated with a lot more. I was making fun, but
I don't have to tell you how important this game is.
No, I'm starting. I just need a little more energy for me, a little more caffeine. That's all.
Thanks, Philmo. Love you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Excuse me. All right, we're talking about the Eagles and the 49ers. I'll tell you what, we got calls, so I'm going to sprinkle calls in.
All right, what you
got? But here's one of the things we're going to talk about for the next segment or so. And I always like to do this. So there's 14 teams, 14 playoff teams,
yeah,
right? And they have 14 different quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I get it, Evan. Teams win Super Bowls. Quarterbacks are the quarterbacks for the teams that win Super Bowls. But there's always a time after the game when the winning quarterback picks up that Lombardi
all day,
and the confetti's coming down.
I'm going to Disneyland.
And one quarterback is holding the Lombardi trophy as a Super Bowl champion quarterback. So when I look at it that way, I try to picture everybody of the 14 teams, and I'll just pick a team, any team.
The Steelers.
Okay, the Steelers. Let me close my eyes. Can I really see Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers winning the Super Bowl? Can you see that?
I can't.
Okay.
All right.
And I can't either. Yeah,
but his arm looks stronger last Sunday night. Okay, but go ahead.
I just can't see the culmination of this season ending with Aaron Rodgers above his head.
All right, I like that.
So, you know, just kind of thinking, like, who is going to be, you know, is it going to be Herbert?
No, I think it's going to be the guy that already did it, and he's going to solidify himself and his coach among the greats, and it's Matthew Stafford.
Funny, I thought you were going to say Hurts.
Nah, I just, Stoney, I'm being real, and he's all a right. Black quarterback, and you know how I am when it comes to racing the quarterbacks and the coaches, but the bottom line is, I feel like, but how can I say what I'm about to say, or maybe I just check myself. I feel like he couldn't pass the quarterback test of, can the defenses fool you? I need to take that. Shame on me. He's won a Super Bowl already. So why don't I
Stafford.
Believe? No, Hurts.
Oh, Hurts.
Why am I still, how bad, how awful am I to say, yeah, you did that, but I still don't trust you.
That's fair. I mean, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Is Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold.
I watched that game again, Steiny. It wasn't his best game. He didn't mess it up. But that fumble, where are you at with Darnold? I think he's their weak link until proven otherwise. Is that fair? With his lack of playoff success at all? Like, he sees ghosts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at him like a weak link. I look at him as though, well, going to be interesting to see how he plays.
Wow.
In the second round or the championship round, whatever it's called. Let's go. Okay, I'll tell you what. You may have started something. Our buddy.
Who we got?
Devin in the Uber.
A D!
We're going to jump into. He said he wants to give a speech.
Let's go, D!
Is that true, Devin? Devon?
Gentlemen, I need every fan. And this is not a Niner fan here. This is not a Niner or a Niner fan here, but I need y'all to understand something. I'm pumped up for this game. And I need everybody listening to tune in with their open hearts. Goose, Steiny, are you ready?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
What's up?
Said faithful. The football gods have tasked us with yet another trial. Upon us an odyssey to the realm of eagles. Scouts have given word that they're well rested. Bigger, stronger, better. Their confidence runneth over due to yesteryear's triumphs. Many doubt us. Even those in our own region yet hear thee. Have we not toiled under the harsher settings? Haven't our underlings experienced war many moons too soon? We've proven many nations time and time again that we will not yield without bloodshed. We will not cower. For at this very hour, destiny calls out to us. For those of little faith, fear not. For we shall return victors with every eagle plucked and devoured in such a way it will feed the golden for generations. Bang, bang, line of
death. Wow, was that Game of Thrones? Stoddy, he did. Evan, he did that. That was Game of Thrones.
Who the 49ers hire from England?
Dude.
I think Devon might have studied theater. That was pretty good.
That was.
That was.
People say Wakanda forever. That's just like, wow.
I could see George Kittle in the back saying, yeah, try to do it without reading.
He lost me on some words, Stoddy, but I got in. Wow. It ended it with a bang, bang, Niner.
Great effort.
D.
Great
wow.
effort.
Wow, he's getting some love.
Wow. I didn't
theater.
Like it early because I felt like I was in church, and I always get uncomfortable in church.
Oh, D did that. All wow.
Right. How about Burnsy? Burnsy's in Fremont. What's up, Burnsy? How you doing?
Oh, super stoked for these playoffs. How can you not be?
There you go.
And I mean, how can you not be? I think I cracked the code, gentlemen. I have the Niners game plan for this weekend. And it's already happened. It happened December 8th on a Monday night. Maybe it was a Thursday, I'm not sure, when the Eagles traveled to SoFi and played the Chargers. They lost 22-19. Jalen Hurts threw four picks that day. But if you dig deeper into the stats, you'll find out that Shaquan had 122 yards in a touch. Right? A.J. Brown had 100 yards. So those guys got fed, and they still lost. Chargers and Dicker the kicker, my apologies, kicked five field goals. Hey, I could see the Niners kicking five, six field goals. How can that not happen?
Let's bring in Chargers correspondent Evan Giddings.
Yeah, here we
stay
go
on the line, Burnsy.
Yeah.
That's man of the year. Walter Payton, man of the year. Cameron Dicker, you're referring to.
Nice. Oh, I did not know that. That is an honorable.
So seriously, you guys, what happened in that game, and why would it give you hope, Evan, if you were a Niner fan?
Wait, what?
You watched that game, I'm sure, because Evan's a Charger fan. That's why I'm bringing him in, Burnsy.
Which game?
When the Chargers beat the Eagles. How did they beat them? That Monday night. What are you laughing at?
Jalen Hurts threw four picks. That's how.
All right.
Defense is the answer.
Burnsy?
Defense is the answer, right? You have to hassle Jalen Hurts, all right? He was confused that game.
Wow.
He looked terrible, and he was throwing picks left and right. That's all you got to do. It can happen. I have a feeling there's a lot of Niner fans that are, I don't know. Dude, get off that boat. It's time, man. It's Niners. Niners are in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Thanks, Burnsy. You know, how about this? Oh, this is going to be great.
Give it to us.
After the 49ers lost to the Seattle Seahawks, one of the first things Kyle Shanahan said, it's disappointing. It is what it is. But what did he say? We're going to embrace the S out of it.
We're going to take it like mountain.
You know what? I don't feel like the fans are embracing the S out of it. How about that? It doesn't feel like the fans
are embracing it. Yeah. Game of Thrones
Let me tell you something. If the teams feel like the fans, they could get steamrolled. Feels like.
See, this
bang,
is...
Bang! Bang! Line up! Down!
It sounds better the second time. What if I told you, Stani, they're going to show us how they feel by their play?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I do think there's a chance that they can...
Lemon booty is real.
I do think there's a chance that, you know, the Niners just may be at the end of this season's run. And, if that's the case, too, it'll be understandable and, quite frankly, admirable. But we're not there yet.
I want to come jump on you now because now you understand how me and Willard were looking at this season with, regardless what culminates Sunday, in totality, this was I thought the boat was sinking, Stani.
Well, the reason.
With what you just laid out is perfect.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. The reality is you're going to go into the offseason with two. Great year. You know, a week later, the problem is that you had a chance for the one seed. Oh, the one seed, which we all know the one seed in football means more than all the other sports combined in terms of what it means realistically for your Super Bowl chances. So they had a chance to get one. They didn't. Now they go into the playoffs, and you lose in the first round. Then, I'm sorry, you can't lose your last two. You can't be on the brink of the one seed. They put themselves at the brink of the one seed. If they lose the following two games, I mean, I can't call it a special season. Maybe I'd say it was a good regular season. Or, you know what? I can see why they fizzled out at the end. But you're going to be disappointed looking back at the two games.
No doubt. That's a different word.
You know, if you'd say, Steiny, if they lose to Philly, was the season a success? I'd be like, well, it wasn't a failure. I'd say, you know, it was a good season. Was it a success? Yeah, probably. All things considered, probably.
But what about this iteration of the team just got the furthest it could go, and it took top defenses for them to realize, hey, we accumulated 12 wins, and there were some extenuating circumstances as to why and who we played, but we maximized it, and we just ran up against two teams, and our defense finally is at a disadvantage with who we're without. Why can't I look at that through that prism of all in all, the fact that you got here and qualified for the playoffs, now the future is the future. And I told you how I feel about the Niners' future. But the bottom line, Stoney, is there's nobody, hands don't need to roll when you're this weak defensively. That's how I'm watching this game.
Well, the way I'm watching it.
How can you be mad?
I'll tell you, okay. The way I'm watching it is this. So the 49ers, and I'm gonna cheat here, but it's for effect. I'm cooking the books, I'll admit it. Okay, Carolina stinks.
They do.
They stink.
Yeah, they do.
And they made the playoffs, but they stink. Tampa missed the playoffs. So I look at the 49ers' record against the playoff teams and Tampa, because Tampa was playing well when the Niners played them.
And different team.
All right. Yeah. Of course it was. So I'm sorry. Now I look at the Niners and I go, so they were 3-5 against playoff teams. If, again, I get it. They were 4-4.
I was about to say, Will and Poe, yeah, 4-4.
And listen, one thing doesn't win the argument or lose the argument. But what I'm saying is, you know, Tampa was a better team than Carolina, and they beat the 49ers. So the Niners, to my way of thinking, were 3-5 against playoff teams. Okay, let's take a look at who they beat. They beat a team the first game of the season.
Gotcha.
See, this is where...
But it's still one of your 12.
Exactly. This is where you're going to say, but Steiny, a win is a win is a win. I don't look at it that way. I look at the NFL and say, I know there are some teams that those first couple of weeks of the season, it's not a true indication of the team you are. And so when I look, you know, they beat Seattle early. Like, and you can say the injury, Steiny, are the reason, but... They played the first game of the year and the last game of the year. How different were the games? Like,
well, Warner and Bosa played the first one.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Seattle is a much better team than you now. They got better over the course of the season, and you didn't, because otherwise you would have beaten Seattle in a way. So, like that, again, I'm not saying the 49ers stink at all, but you know what? Yeah, you got Seattle week one. You took advantage of it. You kind of pulled an upset against the Rams. Don't come in here and, like, I get it. They earned all their wins.
And they still got a chance to knock off the Eagles.
Yes.
Does it change at all if I told you that the Niners are 3-2 against playoff teams with Brock Purdy as their quarterback?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, yes. They also had the Jacksonville loss,
yes.
But they beat the Bears, lost to the Seahawks, and technically the Panthers game counts.
No, that's true. What playoff teams did Mac Jones lose to?
The Rams.
That's it?
And the Texans.
No, I think, didn't he go 5-3, Mac Jones?
Yes, overall, but I'm saying against teams that made the playoffs.
And remember, Houston snuffed.
So he only lost two games. Theoretically to one playoff team?
Two.
Who's the other one?
The Rams.
Rams and?
Texans.
Okay.
And then because Brock Purdy started the Jacksonville game.
All right, so actually Purdy's 3-2. Yeah.
Purdy's 3-2 and yeah. Mac went 1-2.
That's a, like, yes, that's a fair point to bring up.
Yeah.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Purdy doesn't, and I'm just for this game, Stoney,
that's fair.
And what
point.
Ails the Niners is Purdy could be Joe Montana. He doesn't play defense. And that's why I just, like... But like you said, 22 points, I'll take that. And I'm sure any Niner fan would take Philadelphia getting 22. Now it's on McCaffrey, Kittle, and Brock.
Let's go to Flea in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Flea? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, guys. Ain't it funny how the narrative changed? If McCaffrey don't toss the ball to the linebacker.
Wow.
And he scores – the defense get a stop, and the Niners scored a touchdown to win that game, the narrative around the whole NFL would be Niners the favorite. You lose a game, and then everything just turns. People's idea of the 49ers just goes to, oh, they're going to lose in the first round. If I can remember, Philadelphia offense is ranked 25 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not top 10. And you got to say, our defense is not great. We know that. But I feel like if their offense is that garbage and our defense is on par with their offense, that kind of like changes the narrative of this game. Their offense is not as good. And if you figure like Shanahan can get us 25 to 28 points in this game, Niners can win this game. It's like because McCaffrey kicked the ball up in the air, we didn't win that game. Everybody's idea in 1 week changed to Niners is going home.
Hey, Flea. Go ahead. Flea, I got to tell you something. You are saying exactly what our boss has been saying all week about how do you go from this to this? And I think it all comes down to they didn't get the one seed and they got the lower seed. And everybody knows that's kind of a game changer, right?
Okay, Steiny. Yep. Tell me this, Steiny.
Yes, sir.
Do the 49ers lose their first play? When the last time they lost their first playoff game when they're going into the wild card? They always win a wild card.
Well, Kyle's never lost his first game in the playoffs.
Talk to me. It's like I hear people talking, and it's like they don't know the history of the Niners. They don't know what they was feeling 2 weeks ago. Everything changed because of that one loss. We ain't scored 3 points all season. That's one game out of all the games we didn't play. Now, one bad loss. Now the 49ers are not even going to even score anymore. Come on, man. Let's be serious, fans. And some of the national media, like people – mindset just changes so quick. I was just like, what happened?
Mm. Well, hey, Flea, thank you so much. And the simple answer
he's saying they're being doubted and counted out.
The simple answer to what happened is they lost, didn't look good losing, and now play three road games instead of two or three home games. Like,
but see, that's
I think that has what If there's a lack of enthusiasm, that is what's causing it, along with the attrition that this team has suffered all year and the belief that how can they play better football in the playoffs?
But listen, man, I'm on the same street, but I get off on, and I'm not this guy, but just for this season, for the Niners, I am. Stoney, it was special how you got to this juncture to be in that game against Seattle. But I get it. You guys are biting and taking the result, and rightfully so, of that game. And now you're taking the temperature and it's up, it's down. I'm telling you, not confetti, but I'm being wowed at how they were even in that position to get 12 wins, possibly 13. And I just can't flush that down the toilet.
Well, okay.
That's all.
Honestly, I'm putting my 49ers super fan hat on. And the one thing that I have heard over and over, you know, not only since I've been in the Bay since 1990, but especially the last 10, 15 years, is that the 49ers are different. There's a standard.
Oh, remember, they go, they win.
We only hang banners. All that kind of stuff. Whoa. And if you want to feel like your organization is better than 90% of the other organizations out there, then there is no such thing as, well, we lost in the playoffs, but that's okay.
House money, basically.
Yes, because you've maintained the existence of your franchise, that you're an elevated franchise. There may be a reason why you lose Sunday, but the reality is, if you say you are who you are, then it's a disappointing season because you were on the brink of the one seed and you lost two straight games.
Now,
and what, you're supposed to be the Niners. So, like, that's where if you look at the big picture, all the little stuff might not matter.
Well, what, real quick, and I know we're up against it, what about the price sport teams pay when your best players go down? There's a price, and the Niners weren't paying that price.
I feel like one of the ways the 49ers are able to say they're an elevated franchise is that they don't make excuses like that. They just go back and say, we weren't good enough. We think we know the reasons why, but we gotta get better. All right, Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock, which is in 20 minutes. Looking forward to him. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Kalshi. Trade on anything.